the back of your head, loyal in your shadow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Broken accidental stories.
Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy. You're currently listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome. We started in with our metric of the week, which was The List and the album Old World Underground. Where are you now? It's a good album. I don't listen to it all that much, but you know, that's all right. This is how we live. Probably, I don't think it's my least favorite. I think Pagans in Vegas goes to that. Also, I'm trying to listen in. It seems that it has a little bit of some audio problems. Hopefully this fixes in a sec. If not, well, we'll be dealing with some technical difficulties. We'll live through this. It'll be fine. But it's all right. Next, we got some great, it's gonna be kind of instrumental for the first kind of half. Hope you guys enjoy that. I've been kind of in a math rocky mood lately. I'll say this, math rock is something that I got into between this year and last year, and it's very fall, but it's very pretty. I think the first one I've got is some good old-fashioned math rock, and hope you guys enjoy. Obviously, you can call in at 91.5 FM, WMPO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And yes, I hope you guys enjoy the show if you're listening to it. If you're listening to it in the future, I hope you're having a good time of day you're listening to it. Just gonna go on through with it. Hope you guys enjoy. that's the, for the next time. Actually, no. Is that still... No. We're set. Hope you guys enjoyed that last chord of music. First was Libra with Mazes. It's a single. One very good math rock band to another, which is Sauce, which is from Good Set. The EP Bedtime Stories. It's a very... Both of them are very good. I think math rock is best listened to in autumn. One of my favorite things I've ever seen was... when I was working, I would listen to a lot of music while I, especially when I was doing really like rote data entry kinds of things. So, I would listen to a lot of music compilations. And one of the things that I was working on this paper that was just, I had to sift through a lot of stuff that was just a maze of work that had not been looked at in years. And there was this one, Natherock compilation. It was like Orange has this cat with like this really, it's a cartoon cat, but like with like this frown, and it's, and it says in the description, best, this playlist was made in autumn, but it's best, but also play this anytime if you're feeling really unhinged. And I took a screenshot because I just thought that was perfect. Long story short, math rock's great. Math rock is amazing when you're stressed. Math rock's amazing when you're not stressed. Just listen to math rock. I feel like more jazz heads should be definitely listening to math rock because it's so good. It's so good. Anyway, we have a little bit more 8-bit stuff going on in a sec. I hope you guys enjoy. We're going to be going in soon. We'll be right back. guys enjoyed this last core of songs. We had first started out with Wildlife by Unicorn Kid. It's a single. It's from 2010. It doesn't feel like it's from 2010. In fact, the album cover does a little bit. It's like got like pine trees in the back and a kind of minimalistic home in the front, which is very Tumblr aesthetic. I'll never forget. Do you guys, I this is very specific internet culture, but like when, you know, the times before you would take pictures of the sky and do slanted Helvetica all caps font with like, where are you right now? Something like that. Before, I just remember the white font. Often it's like long or not, but it would be like evergreen trees, maybe a little fog and a little bit of sky, and there'd just be like, explore. I think there's a trend. It's very funny how that little aesthetic has like evolved from there, but this is no different. Next was Summer Love by Trevor Something from the Does Not Exist EP. The way that the album cover looks, it says Trevor Something does not exist, which is very good. Trevor Something's a pretty great, he's more of a synthwave artist, but he definitely goes down on the certain waves, synthwave, vaporwave, retrowave, I think that's a better way to put it. We got some more music. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll read a PSA after this. It's gonna be hot, it's gonna be cool, and it's gonna be fun. I will see you in a sec.
Thank you. too good to care anyway, then don't stay another day. I don't get this way for attention. I don't wanna see your name in my mentions. Put it on, put it on, put it on, put it on hold, babe. If you think you're too good to care anyway, then don't stay another day.
I hope enjoyed this last core of songs. First one was Ramen Waitress by High Sun from the album Hopeless Romantic. I heard this and I know I have to check more of these buddies out. They're very good. Next was Sounds Fake But Okay featuring Sydney Gish from Kamino 84. It's a single. Fun fact, I actually forgot about this, but Sydney Gish actually played for WMFO last semester or the semester before. No, it was for Spring Thing. I remember now. She's very good. And then happened to, you know, play one song she's featured on. How fun. Small world. Isn't it great? We could do a PSA. We can do a PSA. It's gonna be great. Here we go. Oh, hi. I'm not gonna open up Vim. Thank you. Here we go. Ooh. Oh, I keep opening up the search your computer. Here we go. Okay. Love this. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do all of these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. I love this. Flu season's coming up, guys. I always forget to get my shot now, and I need to do it. Oh, also, fun fact. Oh my gosh, is this... Oh, fun. Someone put in a WMFO PSA for the 15th. How fun. If you are a student, you should come here. And it's on the 15th. It's in Pearson 104. Come over. Say hi. Enjoy yourself. It's going to be so much fun. We got more music coming up. These are both two great Japanese bands. I'm so excited to share it with y'all. And we'll be back. hope you enjoy this last core of songs. We had two Japanese bands, one from one century, one from another. First was Fishmans with Wasarechao Hitotoki on the album Orange. You might have heard Fishmans from a little while ago. Still loving what I'm getting from them. Very much, again, reminds me a little bit of like a really smooth version of The Pillows. I'm really enjoying it. Hope this kind of turned you on to it too. Next was Akogare by Mitsume from the album A Long Day, which I assume everyone must have had at some point. It happens. But also really good. Good way to put it all together, if I do say so myself. We got a little bit of future funk coming up next. We got a little band stuff. We got a lot of great stuff going on, and I hope you guys are heckin' ready for it. All right, hope you guys enjoyed. From the Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First, we had Eevee.exe with Mode from the album Remember. Very nice piece, a nice future funk. And with a little bit of vaporwave with 18 Karat Affair with Bitter Turns to Sugar from the album Vintage Romance. Well, they're very good. Both, I know the 18 Karat Affair albums have been really on some pretty heavy demand lately, at least as far as I've heard. Not as much as, of course, the St. Pepsi's, Cat's Court Pall Malls, and Young Bays of the world. But, you know, we can't all be those three. Not to say it's not really a quality call, but definitely a popularity call, which is fine. I mean, definitely check it out. Vaporwave and Future Funk are great genres. Check them out. Young Bays coming next month. I don't know if I can go, but I really want to. I just need to find a buddy who's willing to come with me. I had one friend who came with me and enjoyed themselves. I had one buddy who came and he did not enjoy himself. That was his first time going to EDM concert, and he was like, no, we're not doing that again. And I'm like, fair. And then, well, I have one friend who she really wants to go, but she never can make it, which I'm so sad about. I want to kind of go again in her honor. I can't really say it's in her honor because I've gone like twice now without her, but I'm going in her honor. But it's really good. I am seeing Charlie XCX like 2 days before. Super fun, super wow, super fun. But anyway, then we're good. We have two kind of, they're kind of connected music. Technically, they're good music. Hope you guys enjoy. If you cannot tell, I've been in a very jazzy mood. And if this doesn't show anything, well, nothing will. Here we go. I hope you enjoy this last core of songs. We're coming to the twilight of the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, best place on campus. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm also, it's supposed to be the pre-show DJ check-in, and I'm doing it now. I'm terrible. Little quick stage ID in case someone's coming in, or we'll just, you know, place hold the songs. First was Zero Point by the Kashmir Stage Band from the album Texas Theater. Texas Thunder Soul from 1968 to 1974. This is a really good album to check out. It is basically the recordings of this one high school jazz/funk band from Texas that just ripped it up.